curated to encourage leaders at all levels to be their best selves and to bring a fresh, curious perspective to today's issues in business and culture. Our goal is to equip listeners with the resources to always move forward.
Well, everyone, welcome back to the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. I am Carla Solnes, and I'm once again here with Ron Kitchens.
It's easy
wow, that
for you
came
to
out.
Say.
It's not easy for me to say, clearly. How are you doing this morning, Ron?
I am awesome and hungry.
Well, that is perfect, because today on the podcast, we are serving up a conversation about eating for high performance, and especially high cognitive performance. So we're going to be talking a little bit about food. And so I'm not so sure it's a great thing that you're hungry.
Yeah.
It means
like
you're ready to talk
store.
About food.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling your next stop after this is going to be lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and it's one of those things, you know, we as leaders, and I'm horrible at this. So please, nobody believe that I am telling you that we are experts at this, but it's something that has been on my kind of heart and head for a while, is talking about how food impacts people and impacts them differently. And how, if we want to perform in our peak, we have to understand, you know, what those cycles look and feel like.
Yeah. And, you know, you think about this in leadership, and it's easy to go and say, well, I'm not a, you know, athlete. I don't have to be treating my body in that way. But we're talking about your brain function. And for most people who are in leadership seats, when you start to think about, when are you cognitively at your best? When do you have your best ideas? When are you sharpest? When are you the most emotionally aware of what's going on around you and able to listen? All of those skills, while they may not get you on a Wheaties box, they are what you are paid for and what you were hardwired to do. So we have to treat our bodies in the same way that an athlete would treat their body to a certain extent in order to get that high performance. So kind of a cool conversation. I know I come from a health education background, so I get a little bit more geeked about this than most people do. But eating right is very important for your body and mind to perform. So I know you've talked a lot about this recently, because it is something that hasn't come as naturally to you as other people, and you've had several coaches and other individuals that have given you advice on how, you know, what to eat, some easy ways to kind of jump into this new habit of eating a little bit better for your brain function. What are some of the tidbits of advice that you've received?
Well, I think one of the hard things for me was figuring out that most of my hunger or appetite was actually from being dehydrated. And so it ends up that I had this kind of chronic problem my whole life. And I've, you know, been to multiple doctors about it, and nobody could figure it out. And finally, I have this great wellness physician, and she just looked in my eyes and said, well, you're dehydrated, so let's deal with that first. And lo and behold, most of the problems start going away. And so my body, for whatever reason, doesn't tell me it's thirsty. And so I have these cravings, and I think, well, I'm hungry, so I eat. And it was one of those, I just didn't understand my own body. So, and I'm still learning that. You know, we all talk about, everybody seems to be allergic to some kind of food these days. And I think probably they always were allergic. We just didn't know and have the science to validate it. So we just knew we felt bad if we ate certain things. So for me, understanding that, and it's much more, I don't so much worry about my hunger, my stomach anymore. It's about my brain. How am I thinking? How are things going to affect my cognitive ability? Because when I know if my cognitive ability is not great, then the super extra large French fries, and if I can get gravy with those, start sounding like they're amazing.
And they are.
And they are. but it's probably not my everyday best thing. So this idea of focusing on that. And then I'm really worried about diabetes. So my brother has type 2 diabetes. He's a couple years younger than I am. He manages it well with food and diet. I have a cousin who is a type 1 diabetic. So it's something I worry about a lot. And so managing that and being very cognizant of food as a performance tool for my leadership is something that I know for the next 40 years, I'm going to have to focus on if I want to be my best me.
I think that water advice and that dehydration is something that's so important, because almost everyone, even if it's just a weight loss goal and not related to, you know, performance, the first start for everyone is, are you drinking enough water? And it doesn't matter if you're, you know, starting an exercise routine, if your goal is to lose weight, or if you're just not really feeling well, everyone always says, start with just drinking more water. So what an easy way to start.
I had a coach remind me that, you know, beef jerky and a steak are the same piece of meat. One just had all the water removed from it. So which one do you want your body to be? You know, that beef jerky, I happen to love beef jerky, but it is not very flexible. It's not really going to give you what you need out of it. And so you got to add that moisture to yourself.
Sure. And speaking of beef jerky and steak, one other easy thing for people to do is really start looking at, how can I get more protein rich snacks? So instead of grabbing a handful of Cheez-Its or...
What? Oh, leave my Cheez-Its alone. They're the perfect food if you want to weigh 400 pounds, but they're the perfect food. I love Cheez-Its.
They are a great food, and I know they are one of your favorite foods, but I have also noticed that you are opting for other foods because you know that although the Cheez-Its are wonderful and tide you over, you will experience a crash at some point, but that protein-rich snacks really do give you a little bit more endurance throughout the day. And one of the other things that I know I've heard you say, and I've heard other people say, is, you know, when we're busy, I mean, everyone is busy nowadays, and there are times where you have to go out to eat and have fast food or, you know, quick meals. And there's really simple things that you can do. I know you love the French fries with gravy, but you can choose the grilled options or the salad options and really reduce some of the ill effects of that fast food in those ways, and soda.
Yeah. And it, you know, that's one of those things. It's so easy to be anti soda these days. But the reality is, we were kids, you know, people, you bought, you know, Coke by the six pack, and the bottles were 10 ounce bottles, and it was something special. And in my house, you split that bottle, my brother and I. And now, you know, we walk into a convenience store and you can get 44 ounces of highly sugared water. And if it's not sugared, you're using, you know, chemicals to sweeten it. And the reality is, we didn't do that with ice cream. We didn't do that with the other specialty things, those kind of gifts to ourselves, but somehow we got lost in there. And, you know, it's filling us up with things that are not hydrating our bodies and not giving us good energy. So I'm not one of those that thinks you should ban it from your life. I know there are a lot are. Diet Coke is really a good thing. Just make it three a week, not three a morning.
Yes. And such a good point that when you're drinking those, you know, sugary drinks, even if you're overdoing juices and, you know, other things like that, you're not drinking the water. So you fall back into the dehydration cycle. One last thing to point out, I know we talked a little bit about that cognitive, and there are certain foods that are known to boost your brain function. And in the business that we are in, and in most businesses, everyone's trying to be able to retain more information, remember things, think clearer, you know, all of those things that really require a healthy, functioning brain. So just some tips for the leadership audience, those kind of oily fishes. So we live here in the wonderful Great Lake region where we can get fresh salmon and other things like that. But those healthy omegas through fish, salmon especially, tuna.
It's interesting. I have a mentor who, I guess 15 years ago now, said before you go into a meeting on a big deal, you have to have a routine. You have to treat it like an athlete going into the Super Bowl. So you have to know weeks in advance what you're going to wear. For me, it's a blue suit. It is a particular kind of white shirt. I know the exact tie I'm going to wear, but his thing was also, and you have to eat meals to get you ready with that, to tell your body you're going to get ready. So for me, that I will have 2 days in a row tuna and like a really nice tuna steak or sushi grade tuna, getting my mind and body ready for performance. And I don't know if there's any validity to it, but I can tell you when I do that, I am game on. My body's prepared and it knows if you get tuna, it is time to deliver.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, one of my favorites is a little handful of dark chocolate chips, because that cocoa is an antioxidant. It also can help boost that brain function. That some berries are also a good source. You hear a lot about whole grains and eating whole grains like oatmeal and brown rice and things like that. And then lastly, how I start my day every day, which is with eggs, solid source of protein, great vitamins, such a healthy boost for a brain. So just some ideas for the listening audience. If you're thinking like, gosh, you know, I really should start thinking about this more. I've been listening to the Leadership Podcast. I'm, you know, starting to journal more. I'm taking good notes. I'm working on some areas of my leadership. I just encourage you to also flip the script and not just think about kind of the traditional leadership development, but also if you really want to boost your brain function, starting to think about how you can do that through how you fuel your very important brain.
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the things that really got me thinking about this too is I was on a boat in Key West coming across the harbor, and I met a young woman who is a personal chef. And we started talking as travelers will do, and about her work. And she started telling me about how her real passion was high performance cooking for high performance leaders, and that she had to do some personal chef work, dinner party stuff to pay the bills. But her ultimate goal was to be a chef that helped leaders excel in their leadership world. And so her name's Allie G of Allie G Cuisine. And so I asked Allie to join us for just a really quick, I don't know, it was a 4 or 5 minute interview kind of around that idea. And so I'd love for the listeners to meet Allie G.
Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks so much. It's really a pleasure to be connected. I love baking. I love pastry. I love vegan. I love ordinary cuisine. And I've pretty much dabbled with all of it. So I consider myself hashtag unlimited chef. And I love to create new concepts in kitchens and definitely a nutritional advocate. And I encourage optimal wellness through mindful lifestyle approaches. So I am a private chef. I do meal plans and I'm also an informative speaker and educator.
So, you know, I'm a simple guy. So there are two things quickly that point leaders should do immediately to increase their performance. What would be those things that you would say?
I would say first and foremost, definitely incorporate electrolytes and trace minerals. The brand that I like to use is called 40,000 Volts. It is all of the essential minerals that the body needs to function properly. You will notice most people opt for like a Gatorade after workout. That same kind of rush that you get without having the spike of sodium and artificial ingredients, you're actually getting what your body's made of and needs and is normally functioning without. So I suggest taking that 2 to 3 times a day just before food, say, you know, around lunchtime and also in the morning. The other thing I would suggest is to try fasting. Fasting is a great way to kind of shock the system a little bit. And it helps to bring the, I'm not saying fast all day because your energy levels will drop, but fasting in the morning, some people get hungry in the morning, so they'll need something to balance out their blood sugars and also make sure they don't get a cortisol spike. That is a great trigger to what drops your energy. But intermittent fasting in the morning, it helps to kind of digest and take away the nutrients of what's left over in the body, utilize that. It also helps to burn fat for energy, which is even better for your brain as opposed to burning carbohydrates for your brain. Most people in the morning, they'll have breakfast with carbs. And really, ideally, you want to try to burn your excess fat because it just kind of kicks your system into high gear And also it triggers all of your cells to send signals to the brain, creating new neural pathways. And that ideally is what kind of expands your, not just consciousness, but your ability to think better, stronger, and longer, and stay focused.
That's awesome. And I just ordered some of the 40,000 volts online as you were talking, because that's one of those awesome things that my wife and I have both been trying to be very conscious of. And, you know, I'm going to ask you one more question. So I want to get your opinion or your thoughts on this idea that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. We have several people on our team that are eating lunch. They're skipping breakfast, eating lunch about 11:30, 11. Lots of kind of healthy tuna gets eaten around here a lot, but a healthier lunch, high protein. Is that the new future, or are we still supposed to be eating bacon and eggs for breakfast, or maybe oatmeal if you're not me?
You know, I don't say that any one way, you should be hard pressed in any one way. The body's changing every single day. Our environmental factors take a huge role into what our needs are. And of course, your stage of health, you know, your journey of wellness is going to change every single day, especially if you're exercising. Or if the temperature outside is changing, maybe your circadian rhythm changes or your hormonal changes. I don't believe that, you know, every single day you should skip breakfast, but I do think that 2 to 3 times a week, eating around 10 a.m. as your first meal and then stopping before 7 p.m. is a great idea. I do think that that is something that is incorporating into the new future. And a lot of people are using that as a way to stay healthy. But breakfast, there are other mornings where you can feel it. You can literally feel whether or not you're able to think, whether your body even wants to move. And I just say, really have a conversation with your inner cells. And they're going to tell you whether or not you need breakfast. They're going to tell you whether or not you need more water this day, or if you need more electrolytes or less electrolytes. They're going to tell you whether or not you need maybe an apple and high protein, or maybe you need an actual denser breakfast. Take into consideration what energy you're going to be burning up that day too. Perhaps you'll be going from meeting to meeting and you don't have time to sit down and digest a hearty raw salad with lots of vitamins and minerals. Perhaps you might need to incorporate that with antioxidant rich berries in your oatmeal to sustain your glycogen levels so that you can go from meeting to meeting. So really it's an ever-changing process. And I think that journey of figuring it out on your own is, you know, having mentors is really important, because we've been there and we can kind of see the patterns, but nothing is one hard-pressed way.
So you mentioned mentors. So if people would like to follow you on social media or connect with you, how do they do that?
I am currently building a website. I am on Instagram. I'm very active on Instagram. That's probably the main voice that you can find.
So how do they find that on Instagram?
So on Instagram, you can find me at @Ally_G_cuisine. And I can spell that if you need.
Please do.
Okay. So it's @Ally_G_cuisine.
And if you're in South Florida and you need a great executive or chef, private chef, for just coaching you or that private event, you can find Ally there as well. And Ally G, thank you for being with us today. Thank you for doing what you're doing, not to just bring great food to the world, but to use that food to create great people through knowledge and increasing our energy. So I really appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate sharing this.
Thanks, Ally. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, thanks for joining us again this week, the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. I hope you enjoyed listening and hope it motivated you to take a little bit of better care of yourself. Taking care of yourself is maybe the single most important thing you can do to be a great leader. Self-care is not selfish. I hope you enjoyed, Ally, and I can't wait for you to be back next week with Carl and I. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us. We hope today's conversation inspired you to keep moving forward on your leadership journey. To connect with Ron, you can tweet him @RonKitchens or send him a message via ronkitchens.com. If you are listening via iTunes, please leave a review. It really helps us connect to you, grow our impact, and keep moving always forward.